the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. that an obvious decision? Song from the new album called Break the Glass and Stomp on the called The Loner. You know what I used to do before I did this? Before I ever did this, you know what I did? I worked in a bookstore for 2 weeks. I'm not kidding. Nothing I say up here is a lie. I never ever have told a lie on stage. I really said a mouthful. That's true. I worked for 2 weeks at Cole's Bookstore in Toronto. I was fired. I'll tell you what happened to me. Now listen, everybody here is okay, right? There's no cops in here, right? And all of you know about what pills, right? Everybody here knows what a pill is, right? And if you're familiar with pills, you know, you can either go or you can go, or you can go. You know what I mean? So, now, you know, I shouldn't say this kind of thing in public. Admit to it. But actually, about 4 years ago when I was working at this bookstore, I used to be really uptight about working in the bookstore, because I used to have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and walk to work, and it was in the wintertime, and all I did was carry, the guy with the truck had come, and he'd come down this ramp. I go, I'm dropping them all, and everybody's yelling at me. And then I had to take them out of the cartons and mark down what they were and lick stamps and put them on each one, 79 cents for this one, and then carry them out and put them on the shelf. That's what I did, right? So you can imagine that I didn't get behind it, you know, too well on the natch. So what happened to me was, I got fired for irregularity. Because I couldn't be depended on to be really, you know, I couldn't be depended on to be consistent. Because every once in a while, this girl that I knew in Yorkville Village in Toronto would lay one of these little red pills on me. Now don't tell anybody about this. Okay. She said they were diet pills. But they were really great diet pills. I didn't eat anything all day. Didn't even break for lunch, man. I was piling those books, just getting right into piling them up and, you know, stamp and run out. It was great. But the next day I'd come to work. Right? Couldn't move a book. Didn't even want to see a book. Books made me, you know, I never want to see another book. And then 3 days later, I'd be there catching up and getting 3 days ahead. And he finally fired me.
Before I left him there, I lay me down and I watched. watch my baby dreaming now. Lancer water, dishes are clean, cats all fed, and I got fresh coffee beans. Mary was playing my friends on you and me. Can't think of what more I could need. Surprise, surprise, baby. Notebook page, the sun and ivy do their shadow dancing while my thoughts they rise and fall like dandelion seeds. I watch them root and grow tall, all in wonder and disbelief.
Thank you. Everybody wants to talk to you later. Everybody wants to see you sometime. Everybody says they're sorry they missed you. Everybody says they'll catch you next time. And everybody says they'll do you a favor. But everybody says they gotta run. And that's exactly what I don't do. And I ain't gonna do it to you. And that's exactly what I don't do. And I ain't gonna do it to you. Yes, that's exactly what I don't do. And I ain't gonna do it to you. And that's exactly what I don't do. And I ain't gonna do it to you.
The aardvark is really a curious creature. If you're an ant, then he's likely to eat you. Although his long nose makes him look rather hideous, he's still listed first in the encyclopedias.
Thank you. tonight. Thank you.
You hear the applause, and that's a bid for David Bowie to come back on, and they are coming back on. We're at the Santa Monica Civic, October 20th, 1972. First of two performances in town. They're back on stage. They'll perform some more. A standing ovation.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
like a rail. While locked in some kind of toes. Jokes, spit, chatting up to wall to wall jokes. Fans playing his master stroke. I say, where'd you get that cigarette?
Tell me what you got. WMF.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? I can tell by her apron and the dress she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder.
Come on now.
A piece of paper in her hand. Says she gonna tell the captain, let loose my man.
Let the midnight special.
Benson Crocker will arrest you. Jimmy Boo, let me get down. And you can bet your bottom dollar if and you have one, you sugar land bound.
Then the midnight special shine a light on me. Then the midnight special shine a light on me.
And critics who prophesize with your pen,
keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. And the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorways, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land. Don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out on the new one if you can lend your hand. For the times, they are changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. Your old road is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are changing.
Your father says that they